Tribal leaders, scientists, fishermen, and community members warned officials of the consequences of a cross-border mining disaster. The focus was on the Taku, Unik, and Stikine rivers, which begin in British Columbia and flow through southeast Alaska to the ocean. One speaker was Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska President Richard Peterson. He pointed to last year's Mount Polly mine disaster when a dam holding back silty polluted water broke and spilled millions of gallons into nearby waterways.
We're terrified that that's what's going to happen here and that we're going to share their fate. And we couldn't sustain our traditional way of life. We couldn't sustain our economic way of life if that happened.
The BC government and the mine owner have said the Mount Polly spill caused no long-term damage. But Frederick Olson Jr. of the United Tribal Transboundary Mining Work Group said the impacts have been underplayed.
When you call something a tailings storage facility, you treat it a lot differently than you would treat a lake of poison that's held back by sand. But that is what we have. Mount Polly had a lake of poison held back by sand, and it was supposed to last forever, but it lasted fewer than 20 years.
The Fisheries Committee heard from several scientists who addressed the frequency and impacts of mine spills. One was Center for Science and Public Participation founder Dave Chambers. He said his research shows falling metal prices and rising costs, putting a lot of pressure on mines to increase production.
We're seeing an increasing number, actually a fairly constant rate, but an increasing number of large tailings dam failures because they're being built and operated by companies under financial stress.
The state and British Columbia recently signed a statement of cooperation on transboundary mining. It promised Alaskans will play a larger role in resource development planning and permitting. But tribal or First Nations leaders from across the border warned that the province has a bad track record of living up to such deals. Bev Sellers chairs First Nations Women Advocating Responsible Mining.
My recommendation, based on my lifelong experience with the BC government, and you can ask any Indigenous person in BC, they would say the same thing, is to try to get a solid country-to-country agreement on paper. Don't put all your trust in the province of British Columbia.
She said the state should instead push for involvement of the International Joint Commission. That's a U.S.-Canada panel charged with resolving boundary water disputes. The Walker-Mulotte administration and Alaska's congressional delegation have asked for that action. Like Sellers, Jacinda Mack is from a community directly affected by the Mount Polly spill. She said federal involvement is needed because there was little or no advance planning before the Mount Polly disaster.
It will be an adaptive management or we'll figure it out as we go approach, and that is not good enough. That is not good enough for us, and it is something that we have had to deal with, and this is something that I think that we can get out in front of with these transboundary mines.
The hearing, held in Juneau, was attended by most Southeast lawmakers. Chairwoman Louise Stutes, who represents Kodiak, Yakutat, and Cordova in the House, acknowledged the importance of the issue. She said she plans to hold more hearings to continue looking into the impacts. I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.